Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
W.D. Bentley ushered in Cooperative Extension for Oklahoma. 100 years later, OSU wheat researchers have introduced a new bred wheat variety as its namesake, one that brings resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overly variety, with OSU's true grazing grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
We had the opportunity to sit down and talk with the president of the National Farmers Union, Roger Johnson, at the end of this last week when he was in Oklahoma visiting with officials from the American Farmers and Ranchers Organization. AFR is the state affiliate for NFU in the state of Oklahoma. Johnson says there's a lot on his mind these days, a lot of worries, but maybe top of the mind are the mergers that are being worked on right now by big agricultural companies. He says at the end of the day, he does not see really anything that's good that comes out of those mergers when it comes to the end user, the farmer and the rancher.
We're at a point where today, so far, we've got about six major players in the input side here. And if these mergers go through as are proposed, we're going to be down to three, maybe four. DowDuPont is the one that's kind of front and center, but even after that one, and we did extensive comments on that, you've got Bayer now trying to buy Monsanto. It wasn't that many months ago Monsanto was trying to buy Syngenta. That didn't happen, but now the Chinese government-owned company, ChemChina, is proposing to buy Syngenta. So, you know, the outcome of this is pretty predictable. If these mergers go through, there are certain things that are going to happen to us in agriculture that are pretty much undeniable. We're going to have fewer choices of inputs to buy. We're going to have less competition in the marketplace. We're going to have higher costs that result. We're going to have less innovation that happens. I mean, those things are all pretty much, that's what happens when industries consolidate.
President of the National Farmers Union, Roger Johnson, talking with us about this merger mania going on in agribusiness these days. With a dozen of the Oklahoma State University wheat variety trial locations tabulated thus far for 2016, a pair of varieties have risen to the top and yielded in the overall rankings. The newest OSU hard red winter variety that's come out of the Dr. Brett Carver breeding program, Bentley, has the highest yield per acre average for those varieties that were reported in all 12 locations. Bentley has averaged 65.8 bushels per acre to date, besting the Westbred Grainfield variety, which has averaged 65.08 bushels per acre in those 12 locations. Next four varieties average above 60 bushels per acre from south to north on those 12 locations, including TAM 204, 63 bushels, IBA 63 bushels, the AgriPro Flint variety, 62 and a quarter bushels, Gallagher, just over 60 bushels per acre. We also have several more observations from the wheat variety trials to this point. You can check that out, Top Ag Story this morning at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.